From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The dispute over how much Halliburton is paying for gasoline in the Middle East is back in the news. Today, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers confirmed that it did approve a special waiver for Halliburton to buy gasoline at prices that Pentagon auditors have suggested may be too high. The Corps oversees Halliburton's billion-dollar contract to provide Iraqi civilians with gasoline. The waiver allows Halliburton to continue buying gasoline from its Kuwaiti supplier without seeking competitive bids or providing background financial data. NPR's John Burnett has been following the story, and he's on the line from Austin. John, the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers, Lieutenant General Robert Flowers, says KBR, the Halliburton subsidiary, paid a fair and reasonable price for the fuel purchased under this contract. Does this clear the company of any wrongdoing?
The Army Corps of Engineers said today that it is not exonerating or clearing the company. But I think it's clear that the agency is siding with Halliburton. They've been defending the company all along, which they selected as their fuel provider in Iraq, and they continue to defend the gasoline pricing. What's behind this is that government regulations say that when a company buys anything for the government, it has to get competitive bids. In order for Halliburton to continue buying gasoline from Kuwait to truck into Iraq, it could only buy from one company, which was selected by the Kuwaiti government to sell Halliburton gasoline. So Halliburton had to get a waiver to buy this gasoline from this company. Interestingly, the Wall Street Journal has reported that there are ties between this company, which is called Al Tanmiya, and the royal family in Kuwait. In any case, they did get this waiver to continue buying gasoline from this company. The gasoline is rather expensive. Halliburton says that they continue getting the best price for the gasoline possible, and that, in fact, they're also trucking it in from Turkey, which has saved taxpayers over $100 million.
Now, the Pentagon is still conducting an audit of Halliburton and KBR's actions under this contract, and they haven't come to any conclusions yet. What does this announcement from the Army Corps mean for that investigation?
Well, in addition to the Army Corps of Engineers, another branch of the Pentagon is looking over Halliburton's books, as they always do with big defense contractors. Last month, the Defense Contract Audit Agency issued a draft report, and it's suggested that Halliburton had overpaid as much as $61 million for gasoline from that Kuwaiti subcontractor. And so that audit continues. It's not completed yet. The memo from the Army Corps of Engineers does not affect that audit.
Now, we've talked about Halliburton, but the Army Corps of Engineers has also come under fire. It was criticized for its management of the Halliburton contract. Wasn't there a story just last week that the Corps was planning to relinquish its contract?
That's right. And in the midst of this criticism, another branch of the military, the Defense Energy Support Center, which is the fuel buyer for the Pentagon, has now been given the mission to buy the gasoline for Iraq. This Defense Energy Support Center says that in 2 or 3 months they should have the bids completed for the new fuel purchases. And it'll be interesting to see if the Army's fuel buyer can get the gasoline in Kuwait at a lower price than Halliburton is paying for it now, which is really at the heart of so much of this criticism.
John, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Michelle.
NPR's John Burnett speaking to us from Austin.